And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. When Mary Noble received a telegram from her husband Larry telling her not to come to join him in Hollywood, where he is making a picture, it was a crushing disappointment. Since Mary had looked forward so eagerly to being with him again, now that she has recovered from the acid burns inflicted by the jealous Claudia Vincent. But she doesn't know that Rupert Barlow, wealthy New Yorker, is responsible for Larry's message to her. For some time, Rupert has steadily tried to wreck the marriage of Mary and Larry because of his infatuation for Mary. And it was he who sent Larry the anonymous letter saying Mary was gathering evidence to secure a divorce from him. The Nobles' two best friends, Tom Bryson, the playwright, and Maud Marlowe, the character actress, are both disturbed over the situation as they talk in Maud's dressing room backstage at a Broadway theater. And we hear...
I suppose you know that Mary's accepted an invitation from Rupert Barlow to go on his yacht to the Caribbean.
Yes, I know, Tom. She was in here yesterday and told me. I can't understand how she could do such a thing, knowing how Larry is bound to feel when he finds out.
Oh, I don't blame Mary too much. Although I wish she'd wake up to the fact that Rupert Barlow's a rat. No, what I can't figure out is why Larry's suddenly gone hog wild. What the devil did he mean by sending Mary a wire telling her not to come to Hollywood?
It's beyond me, Tom. You'd think he'd be so relieved to have Mary all right again, instead of being disfigured for life, as she had every reason to expect. He'd be dancing in the streets.
Maud, every time I saw Larry while I was still out in Hollywood, he behaved like a crazy man. Never saw such gloom in your life. I just can't figure it out.
How can he behave like this when he knows Mary risked her life getting him out of that murder trial? Wouldn't you think he'd be so grateful he'd want to show it in every way?
Beats me. All I know is that he resents being out there making a picture.
Then why did he go?
Well, he knows in some way that it was Mary's idea.
How does he know that, Tom? You didn't tell him.
Oh, of course not, Ma. No, I'm not that big a fool. But he either knows or else he suspects.
Well, can't he understand why? Doesn't he know she was trying to spare him the horror of waiting around New York till she recovered? I've told Mary time and again it was the wrong thing to do, sending you a letter asking if you could get Larry a movie contract in Hollywood. But she kept saying she couldn't bear to have him worry so. And, of course, she didn't know at the time that she'd come out of it so well. I guess she couldn't bear the thought of facing Larry if she was badly scarred.
Wouldn't have believed Larry could be such a heel, Maud. Mary's completely sunk by his wire. She'd never have accepted the invitation from Rupert Barlow otherwise.
Oh, can't you do something to stop her, Tom?
Well, what can I do, Maud? Mary's terribly hurt. And you can't blame her. She saw that piece in Marty Rufus's gossip column about Larry running around with some young actress out in Hollywood. So, naturally, she thinks that's the reason Larry doesn't want her out there.
Well, what other reason could there be?
Maud, I don't know.
Oh, I wish I wasn't tied up in this play, Tom. I'd go down to Long Island and stay with Mary at her home in Rosehaven.
Well, you can't possibly get away, I know that.
Well, maybe if I called Larry long distance and talked straight from the shoulder.
Oh, it's no good, Maud. I've already tried that.
But what did Larry say?
Nothing. Except that I should stay out of it. He hinted that there were things I didn't understand. Well, I can believe that, all right. I don't understand any of it, Maud.
Well, will you at least drive down to Rosehaven before Mary goes on that cruise and have another try at persuading her?
Yes, sure, Maud. I'm going this afternoon. But I don't think it's going to do any good. You know how Rupert Barlow's been hanging around Mary for months. And now at last he sees his chance to step in when Mary's hurt and distracted and make her believe that he's a great fellow.
I know, Tom. All the time Mary was in the hospital, Rupert hung around giving a bad imitation of a guardian angel. Makes me so mad I could strangle him. Oh, go on down to Rosehaven, Tom. Stay with Mary as much as you can and see if you can't make her change her mind.
Well, I have a car and driver outside now. I can't drive myself yet, you know, because of this confounded injury to my back. But besides, I left my car in Hollywood for Larry to use.
I hope he and this, whatever her name is, are making good use of it.
Oh, I don't think Larry's crazy about this girl, Maud. Not from what he said to me.
Well, he'd hardly confide in you, Tom, knowing what you'd think.
Well, nevertheless, I don't think that's the trouble. No, it's something else. It's something a lot more serious. Well, I'd give a lot to know what it is.
You'd better get started at once, Tom. And be sure you do everything you possibly can to stop Mary from setting foot on that yacht of Rupert Barlow's.
A little more than an hour later, we find Mary Noble at her home in Rosehaven, Long Island.
looking over the clothes she has laid out to take along on her proposed trip on Rupert Barlow's yacht. And, as she considers,
how different everything has turned out from what I expected. I thought I'd be packing these very clothes to wear in California, to go with Larry to the studio sometimes, to watch him making his new picture. And on the days when he wasn't working, I thought we'd go out just by ourselves and spend the day being happy together. What a different story this is. I suppose most people would envy me going away on a splendid yacht with a group of Rupert's fashionable friends. But I dread the very thought of the trip. If I didn't dread even more staying here, I'd have turned him down. But I've got to go somewhere. Try to forget that Larry doesn't want me with him. That he can't bear to be reminded of the past. Of Claudia Vincent. Of the acid burns I suffered as a result of his belief in her. If I flew to him to the coast, in spite of his wire, I know his eyes would be cold with anger. And that would be even worse. So it's better for me to get as far away as possible. I'll have to make every effort to appear carefree and happy in front of Rupert's guests. And particularly in front of Julia Dixon, Rupert's housekeeper, who he once promised to marry. At least I'm determined to convince Julia once and for all that I've never been the slightest threat to her happiness. I wanted to know that I'll be overjoyed the day she and Rupert Barlow are married.
Suddenly, Mary Noble's brought out of her reverie by the sound of the doorbell. She hurries downstairs to answer it. We turn now to Larry, far away on the Marco and Franklin lot in Hollywood, where he's waiting between scenes in his dressing room. Until...
Come in.
Mr. Noble?
Yes?
They've been trying to get you on the telephone. You were busy on the set.
Oh, is that so? Who was it, Jerry, do you know?
I couldn't say, sir. Long distance, that's all I know. I got it written down here on the slip, and I brought it over to your dressing room.
Oh, well, thanks.
You want the call put through the front office, or what?
I'll take care of it when I have a chance. I've got to get back to shoot the next scene.
Yes, sir. Anything else I can do?
No, nothing. Thanks for bringing the message.
Okay, Mr. Noble.
Call long distance operator 36. Now, what's that all about? Tom Bryson called me yesterday, so it couldn't be Tom. And it's a cinch it wouldn't be Mary. So what difference does it make? No use worrying about it till I finish work for the day. And then what? Another long evening with nothing to do but think about the endless time ahead of me. I've got to snap out of this. I know darn well the strain's beginning to show in my work. I've got to pull myself together and finish this picture without any more retakes. You'd think I could get through a few short scenes without blowing up. Call long distance operator 36. Maybe I could get that call through before the next scene. Maybe it is Mary after all. What if she's calling to say she's coming out here to Hollywood? What if she's decided to reconsider? I can hear her voice saying it.
Larry. Larry. I had to call you, darling. This has all been a terrible mistake. Don't pay any attention to what you've heard about me. It's not true, Larry. I love you. I want to be with you. I don't want us ever to be separated again. Can you hear me, Larry? I want to be with you. Larry, won't you say something? Please say something.
Mary. Mary, don't go away. I want you so much. Don't let our marriage go on the rocks, Mary. I can't go on without you. The devil's wrong with me anyway. Why can't I get the sound of that voice out of my head? What's the use of hearing these impossible conversations day and night? Only to have them fade away and leave me worse off than before. Don't I know by this time that it won't be Mary on the other end of the line? Not today or any other day. Snap out of it, Larry Noble. You're finished. You're washed up. So stop dreaming and get back to work. Never mind about Operator 36. Tear up the slip. Forget it. Get over to the set.
Larry Noble leaves his dressing room at the Franklin and Marco.